today on Faith Forward with Pastor Howard John Wesley.
I need about 5 witnesses that know when you had nobody else, no one else, nothing else. The Lord was on your side.
Welcome to Faith Forward with Pastor Howard John Wesley of Alfred Street Baptist Church, an inspiring weekly series that will provide practical life applications and motivate you to step out of the shadows and move forward in your faith.
This week in part 2 of Frenemies, Pastor Wesley encourages us through Acts 28:1 through 6 to be cautious of our enemies who appear to us disguised as friends. Let's listen.
Now, if you're here tonight and you think that you're overly blessed because you got about 12 friends, you got 20 folk who like you, you got 500 friends on Facebook, allow me to tell you that more than likely, you don't know how to define the word friend. You need to hang out in 1987 with Houdini, who taught us in my generation, friends, the word we use every day, but most of the time we use it in the wrong way. Now, you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend, somebody, they just for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake the kindness for being a fool. We like to be with some because they're funny, and others come around when they need some money. Some we grew up with around the way, and we're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, y'all. That everybody is not your friend. On the other extreme, Theron, you got friends, and this may mean mind-blowing to some of you, and you have enemies. This might blow your mind right now because you're trying to live saved and sanctified and you're being sweet as pie to folk. But I promise you right now, there's somebody on this globe who doesn't like you. There's somebody who really wouldn't mind if you got laid off tomorrow. There's somebody that would smile if you got a run in your pantyhose tonight. There's somebody who would not be angry at all if your boo broke up with you. There's somebody that just does not like you. And at the core of most of the enemies in your life, there is a jealousy over who and what you are. And here you are trying to figure out why folk don't like you and why she's against you. Baby, you ain't got to do nothing to have enemies. All you got to do is allow the Lord to put his hand on your life. And when God begins to answer prayer and God begins to bless you and God begins to push you forward, there are people who will hate you simply because the hand of God is on your life. I wish I had some Bible readers who knew that Psalm 23 declares that he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Wherever the Lord has prepared blessings, there are enemies who show up to just sit and watch what God is doing. You got friends, you got enemies, and then in between, you've got this group of associated folk, people who are loosely connected to your life. Folk who are not enough enemy to shut them out, but not enough friend to let them in. You know those folk that you don't know enough about them to doubt them, but you do know enough not to trust them. I mean, everybody in here has got some people you hang out with, you'll tell them some of your business. But they can't get the uncensored version. It's what my son was watching in a movie called Frenemies. And I said, Deuce, what is a frenemy? He said, Dad, a frenemy is dangerous. I said, why is that? He says, because they look like a friend, but they can treat you like an enemy. And frenemies are the ones who can hurt you the most, because they have the appearance of allowing you to let your guard drop down only for them to get in your inner circle of life and find out you can't trust them, you can't count on them, and they will hurt you any chance they get. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight, but I know you're glad you're at church on a Saturday night, because every now and then God will take you through an orchestrated experience that is simply meant to open your eyes, because you got some people in the wrong category. God says, I got to take you through some things so you'll know that's not an enemy, and that's not a friend, and that's not someone you can trust in. God has a way of orchestrating experiences that grant revelation about the people in your life. That's what happens to Brother Paul. By the time you get to the end of Acts, Paul is on a journey to Rome to stand before the emperor and give a defense of his faith in Jesus Christ. Bible says that on his way to Rome, he and those who are traveling with him are shipwrecked on a little island in the Mediterranean just south of the shores of Sicily called Malta. The Bible says that when they land on Malta after the shipwreck, they come to the seashore, and the natives, the Bible says, are unusually kind to them. Those who are on the land, they realize that Paul is new, and they put on their best face and they make nice with Paul. They become friends of Paul. They are unusually kind. Matter of fact, they're so kind that they started a barbecue. They began to build a fire because of the rain to warm those who had come aboard. They were kind. They were friends. They were nice. They were gentle. The Bible says that Paul, while he's gathering some wood for the fire, he grabs a bundle and a viper or a snake jumps out of the wood and fastens itself on Paul's hand. And it is only when Paul has been bitten that he finds out these folk who are unusually kind can also be unusually cruel. Because sometimes you've got to be bitten to find out who's really on your side. The Bible says Paul has been bitten by a snake. And those who were kind and had built the fire and were starting the barbecue, the Bible says that they stood back and watched. Now I want to tell you that these group of folk that Paul had mistaken for friends, who turned out to treat him like an enemy, they give us some characteristics of the people you need to be cautious of in your life, whom God has given you discernment that these are not people you need. Amen. Number one, you've got to be careful of people who judge your character based on your condition. Let me say that again. You want to tweet that correctly? You've got to be careful of people who judge your character based on your condition. Watch what happens. Paul has been bitten by a snake. The Bible says that these folk who are unusually kind, they looked at Paul and said, he must be a murderer. Now, how you get from a snake bite to murderer? Because life is filled with people who believe they have enough discernment to look at the situation you are in and make an erroneous conclusion about your character and your walk with God, suggesting that you could not be who you claim to be and yet be in the situation that you are in. Can I preach this tonight? And the danger is you cannot look at my context and come to a correct conclusion about my character. What I'm going through does not talk about how holy I really am. And you would be a big mistake to look at my struggle and think I'm not right with God. Just because I'm struggling doesn't mean I'm not holy. Just because I'm laid off doesn't mean I'm lazy. Just because I'm a single mom doesn't mean I'm promiscuous. Oh, okay. Y'all want to be sanctified, all right? Just because I have a record doesn't mean I'm a criminal. You've got to be careful of looking at somebody's resume and coming to a premature conclusion of the character of who they are. The reason they did not know about Paul and assumed he was a murderer, watch this, because they didn't know everything else Paul had already been through. Come here, Bible readers. Paul has been shipwrecked, and now a snake has bitten him. But Paul has been through worse than that. Paul has been in prison. Paul has been beaten by rods. Paul has been stoned to the point of being dead. And Paul gives them a pass because he recognizes the only reason you judge my character on my condition is because you're ignorant. I'm not calling you a name, but you really don't know everything the Lord has already brought me through. And if you knew what God had already done, there's no way you could look at where I am now and suggest that God is not in my life. I need some folk who know God has brought you through hell and high water, and nobody can look at your situation and know your relationship with God. God, I feel like preaching on Saturday night. Would you do me a favor? Would you look at somebody on your left or right? Tell them, don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know how many storms he's brought me through. You don't know how many bills he's paid. You don't know how many doors he's opened. You don't know how many ways he's made. And when I look at what the Lord has done, there's no doubt in my mind that where I am doesn't really talk about who I am. He's been bitten by a snake. And those around him are just watching to see what's going to happen. And they assume he is a murderer. And the Lord says, I don't need people in my life who think from an outside perspective they can have internal discernment about my walk with God. You don't know me. You don't know what I've come through. You don't know the reality of my situation. And how dare you sit in judgment of my holiness when you don't know what the Lord has already carried me through, and therefore my condition doesn't always talk about my character. Ooh. That was the problem with Job. He had some frenemies. Bildad, Zophar, and Eliphaz. And when Job was going through, there were those in his world who tried to look at what he was going through and understand what Job had done. And Job said, listen, y'all got to stop looking at where I am, and the only thing you want to know is what I did. So the Lord sends another friend at the end of the book of Job named Elihu. And Elihu shows up, and Elihu says, it's not what Job has done, but it's what God is up to. Paul, stop, rewind. You missed it. Because what I need in my world are not people who try to understand what I did, but people who begin to encourage me with what the Lord must be up to. God must be ready to bring you out. God must be doing something for your good. God must be turning this situation around. I need somebody with discernment about what God is doing.
You've been listening to Frenemies Part 2. Here on Faith Forward with Pastor Howard John Wesley. We'll be right back. All ladies are invited to join us for Kaya's Ladies Night. That's right, our Come As You Are worship experience, also known as Kaya, presents Ladies Night on Wednesday, October 5th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Alfred Street Baptist Church, 301 South Alfred Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You'll experience an uplifting night of worship and teachings from Pastor Howard John Wesley on becoming the woman God has called you to be. Social session, networking, and light refreshments all begin at 6:30 in the multipurpose room. Remember, there is no dress code required at Kaya, so come as you are. For more information, visit kayaexperience.com.
You've been listening to Faith Forward with Pastor Howard John Wesley of Alfred Street Baptist Church. To download this week's message in its entirety or to support this ministry financially, visit alfredstreet.org. Remember, Alfred Street Baptist Church has 4 opportunities for you to worship with us every weekend, in person and or online. Please visit alfredstreet.org for details.
And now back to Frenemies Part 2 with Pastor Howard John Wesley.
Don't don't just judge my character for my condition, but look at what I'm going through and see how God must be at work in it. Be careful of people who judge your character based on your condition. Can I tell you the second thing you need to watch out for? Somebody's going to pop up in your mind when I say this. Someone, you're going to envision someone in your world right now. Be careful of people who let you struggle without support. See, I told you, you just thought of somebody right there. What? Okay. Can we do a little homework for a minute? Malta is an island in the Mediterranean Sea. Okay. So if there is a snake on the island, the snake did not swim from somewhere else. The snake is indigenous to the island because snakes don't swim long distances in the sea. So the inhabitants have seen this kind of snake before. And the first time somebody's been bitten, and you all know that indigenous people have ways of medicinally healing situations that they've dealt with time and again. Are they with me? So Paul is bitten. They've seen it before. And the Bible says that after Paul has been bitten, here's what they do. They step back and they look at Paul, waiting to see what's going to happen. Now, how are you gonna build a fire and start a barbecue, but when I need you most, all you do? Isn't it amazing? Have you ever been in a real struggle in your life and you were shocked by who didn't show up? Come on. Folk who should have been there from the very beginning never showed up. People who were around one day disappeared the next. Have you ever been in a situation where you were utterly disappointed that somebody who had the ability to help didn't have the desire to help? Someone who had the responsibility didn't have the commitment. And someone who should have been by your side didn't stand by your side. And one of the worst realizations to come to is when you find out that people you thought you could count on won't help you when you need them. They just... Go ahead. Can I make it worse?
Make it plain.
Not only did they watch him, but the Bible says they start talking to one another about him. Not only are you not helping me, but now you're telling everybody else about my situation. And so now I've got to endure the double insult of not only being betrayed, but now also being rumored on by people I thought would stand with me when my struggle began. One of the greatest things you can do in any struggle you go through, the next time you're in a season of suffering, next time your back is against the wall, and the bottom of your life drops out, here's what I want you to do. Grab pen and paper and take attendance. And make note of who showed up and who was absent. And you might find out that the people you needed most don't show up. But here's the good news. If you take the full attendance roster, when you get down to J, Jehovah, and mark down J, Jireh, you'll find out that the God who's been with you is the God who will never abandon you. And even when mama ain't there, and daddy's not there, and friends aren't there, we serve a God who stands by our side. This isn't for everybody, but I need about 5 witnesses that know when you had nobody else, no one else, nothing else, the Lord was on your side. And if it had not been, here's some marching orders for you. Don't add another person to your world who does not have the ability to help you when you struggle. Don't let another person in your circle who wants to be a bystander while you carry your burdens. Don't open your world to another spectator to your struggles. I don't need to add anybody else who all they can do is watch. I need folk who, when they see me going through the going through, even if you can't loan me the money, and even if you can't write a letter to get me out of my situation, and if you don't know anybody who's got the hookup for me, at least pray for me. At least intercede on my behalf. At least kneel down before the Lord and call on my name in prayer. He says, watch out for folk who allow you to struggle without support. Folk who judge your character based on your condition. The third group of people you got to keep an eye on are people who expect you to fail in your future. Watch the Bible. Paul has been bitten. The Bible says not only did these frenemies not help, but they stand back to watch and see how long it's going to take him to die. Because they've seen what he's going through and then made a conclusion that the only outcome, you're going to die. Don't you know people in your world like that? Who always expect failure? Come on. Do you know people who are infected with that negativity? That you can't share any vision, cast any dream, talk about something you want to do without them predicting and prophesying that it won't work, you can't succeed, you didn't come from the right place, you don't have the right background, girl, you're crazy, brother, you out of your mind. And life will surround you with people who expect you to fail. And I need some encouragers in my world who have enough faith in God to believe that if God is in it, it's going to work. If God's hand is on it, it's going to be successful. If the Lord hears your prayer, the Lord will make a way out of no way. Bible says they sat back and watched to see if he would die. Now watch what Paul does. And I want to make sure you catch this. This is kind of deep. I want to make sure you get it. He's been bitten by a snake. And in order to survive the snake bite, he's got to put his hand in the fire. Okay, you missed it. Here it is. He survived the bite, but to get the snake off, he's got to put his hand in the fire. Third time's charm. Here it is. Okay, for the slow bus folk. He's been bitten by a snake. And in order to get the snake off, he's got to put his hand in a fire. Now, here's the question. Which one hurt more? The bite or the burn? Don't know, but he endured both of them. And the testimony of Paul is that with the Lord in my life, not only can I endure the bite, but I can live through the burn. That no matter what comes my way, God has given me survivability to endure whatever it may be. Joe, I got to go. This isn't for everybody, but there's some dual survivors in this place who've been through hell and high water, the bite and the burn, the struggle and the lies, and you've survived it all. He survives the bite and the burn.
Thank you, God.
And even then, they don't believe. Keep reading. The snake falls off, and then they sit back, expecting, well, maybe he's going to blow up. or maybe he'll die a little later. And the Bible says that they kept watching him. And after a long period, they came to the conclusion that he must be a god. Now, say with me. So for a long period of time, all they could do was watch Paul. And what is implied is that Paul didn't have to say nothing. All he had to do was keep doing him. That as long as he showed up, all they could do was look and wonder, how did you survive the bite and the burn? Come here. I'm going to help somebody, because somebody in church tonight, you're on the verge of cussing somebody out. You're on the verge of slapping somebody on general principle. You're on the verge of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And I come by and tell you, baby, you ain't got to say nothing. You don't have to do nothing. All you got to do is show up. And the very fact that you are alive with the joy of the Lord in your right mind is a sign that God is working in your life. Thank you, God. All you got to do is show up.
Thank you, God.
The Bible says that when he kept showing up, they made the assumption that he was a god. And I know old brother Paul had to do the same thing we would do. I'm not here because I'm a god. I'm here because I have a God. I have a God who keeps me from hurt, harm, and danger. I have a God who answers my feeble prayer. I have a God who makes ways out of no ways. I have a God who opens doors that eyes cannot see. I serve a God who walks with me and talks with me and tells me that I am his own. My brothers and my sisters, be careful of people who judge your character based on your condition. Watch out for folk who let you struggle with no support, and run from folk who expect you to fail in your future. I need people of faith who encourage me, who love me, who speak life to me, who don't judge me, and who hold me accountable for my growth in God. That's why you need a church family.
You've been listening to Faith Forward with Pastor Howard John Wesley of Alfred Street Baptist Church. To download this week's message in its entirety or to support this ministry financially, visit alfredstreet.org. Remember, Alfred Street Baptist Church has 4 opportunities for you to worship with us every weekend, in person and or online. Please visit alfredstreet.org for details.
Join us next week on Faith Forward with Pastor Howard John Wesley.